Welcome to tonight's show. Tonight we will talk about a very interesting album called Space Surfer. I am going to play bits and pieces of this wonderful album, and we're going to talk about some of the things he does, and we're going to sort of break it down and let you get into the nitty-gritty and understand the inner workings of a very wonderful album called Space Dust Surfer, which is available on Spotify. You can catch this performer all over the platforms. But this album here was his first major album, and we decided to discuss it and break it down and sort of get to know it. So stick around. Mostly Music will continue. Just a moment. And as he drifts into the next version of the Space Dust Surfer album, Space Dust Surfer really put a good finish on that. I loved the way he did the drums at the end. And the way he actually recorded this, he played the acoustic and then overlaid the electric. And then the music has some layers in that sense. And he has become very adept at doing that sort of thing, of actually playing drums, bass, keys, and electric and acoustic guitar for many years, and become very good at all those instruments. He comes up with his music and layers it for this album. He did a really good job. You could hear some implications of B.B. King in there. The influences of Santana are pretty much present. The B.B. King. The influences he's had were good, plus he had classical training with the piano to give him a connoisseur's approach to music. I really love that little kiss at the end there. And now he slows it down just a bit. Thank you. And so that cut from the Space Dust Surfer album. The last cut had some sort of a reminiscent of America, the band, the group America, that came with the song A Horse With No Name, one of his favorite childhood songs. And I think he interpreted that to that last song. Here comes a nice one. He's waking up a little, perhaps waking up in the wild from some hallucinatory experience. And And so, as one musical paragraph winds down to the next, Space Dust Surfer expresses himself through music, or as he says, sound. He has progressed to a student of sound, something we call musicians. Stay tuned as we progress through the Space Dust Surfer album. We're going to go through the whole thing. We'll have segments in between where we may talk about it. We'll try to leave them long enough for you to enjoy. Space Dust Surfer creates the kind of music that could become your musical background. His meditational practices, he will listen to music while he meditates, and some of his cuts are excellent for such endeavors. Ever how you listen to music, take a listen to Space Dust Surfer here. If it's new to you, perhaps you can let us know what you think. This episode is brought to you by Endless Adventures Podcast, and this is an Endless Adventures Studio production. We'll be back for more in just a moment.